That's a big band called the Jazz Underground, and a composition titled Any Moment Now by Scott Ninmer, who's the staff arranger for the U.S. Marine Band. This band, the Jazz Underground, was formed out of alumni of the Franklin High School band. Since that time, in 2004, they've morphed into a community group made up of architects, CPAs, software engineers, and public school teachers that meet in Rainier Valley for 2 hours once a week. And as of 2018, only four of the original members remain, but the band persevered, and this recording was done live at the Columbia City Theater Studio in late February. The album is called Notes from the Underground, the Jazz Underground, and that featured trumpet player Stephen Kyriakidos, I believe it is, featured on trumpet in that piece, Any Moment Now. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. It was about 20 years ago that Steve Griggs took a quintet into the studio, and it was a very special quintet because he had his guest drummer in the band, Elvin Jones, member of the John Coltrane group. This opportunity to record with Elvin Jones took place when Elvin was leading his own band at Jazz Alley at the time. And Steve Griggs' band that he brings together here includes Milo Peterson on guitar, Phil Sparks on bass, and Jay Thomas on trumpet. Steve Griggs is the saxophonist, and he'll be marking the occasion by playing this afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Royal Room in Columbia City. From that recording made 20 years ago, 1998, this is Steve Griggs' quintet featuring Elvin Jones in a piece called Claudia. Thank you. That's a great tune. I love that tune. It was written by Frank Rossellino, the trombonist, years ago. It's called Blue Daniel. It was played here by Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone with the Jeff Hamilton Trio. Jeff Hamilton on drums, Christoph Luthi on bass, and Tamir Handelman at the piano. And the Jeff Hamilton Trio is going to be playing at the upcoming Jazz Port Townsend Festival coming up the last weekend of the month. I believe they're playing on Friday night. At any rate, before that was the Steve Griggs Ensemble, recorded 20 years ago for an album called Jones for Elvin. And Steve Griggs took advantage of an opportunity to record in Seattle with the great Elvin Jones on drums, who is heard here along with Milo Peterson on guitar, Phil Sparks on bass, Jay Thomas on trumpet, and Steve Griggs playing soprano saxophone, his composition titled Claudia. Steve Griggs will be marking the occasion by playing with the group, without Elvin Jones, of course, at the Royal Room at 5 o'clock today. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. In addition to Steve Griggs playing today, Steve Terrell is in his closing night at Jazz Alley. Monday night, the Bill Ramsey Andy Omdahl Big Band will be playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia, part of their regular Monday night jazz series at Rhythm and Rye. And Tuesday, Lineup with Mark Taylor and Don Clement will be playing at Tulis. This is a group built around these two players, Mark Taylor, the saxophonist, and Don Clement, the pianist, who invite various others to join them from time to time. And this coming Tuesday night, it'll be the great Matt Wilson on drums, Jay Thomas, trumpet, and tenor sax, probably, Chuck Dierdorf on bass. Wednesday night, KNKX presents Harlem Stride, great form of piano that was characterized by the music of Fats Waller, Willie the Lion Smith, James P. Johnson, and others, including Thelonious Monk, as a matter of fact. The Royal Room, generally the way this works is various pianists take on one or two tunes each, sort of like a Harlem rent party, which this Harlem Stride piano was often a characteristic. Alex Gilbert and Ray Shelbred are featured pianists, and special guest Jacob Zimmerman on reeds. Also on Wednesday night, Axiom Quartet plays at Tulis. Alexei Nikolaev on saxophones, John Hansen on piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Phil Parris on drums. The Axiom Quartet on Wednesday at Tulis. Jazz Under the Stars, popular free series, begins at Pacific Lutheran University on Thursday night in Tacoma. Music with Jovino Santos Neto's Quartetto from 7 to 9 in this free concert on Thursday in Tacoma at PLU. Will Bernard Trio will play a free concert, 5:30 to 7:30, at the Olympic Sculpture Park in Seattle, part of the Art of Jazz series outdoors in the summertime. The Eastside Jazz Club presents Origin All-Stars at Resonance Concert Hall in Soma Towers in Bellevue. John Bishop leads the group, some of Seattle's finest players. Also on Thursday night, Nearly Dan opens a run at Jazz Alley. They'll play through Sunday. If you miss Jovino Santos Neto in Tacoma, he'll be playing with his quintetto at Tulis on Friday night, and the Happy Orchestra plays at the Triple Doors Musiquarium on Friday night. Gail Pettis will be singing at Tulis on Saturday night. So there's a glimpse of some of the regional jazz activities available around the area in the next few days. Next up, we're going to be listening to a group led by Bill Ramsey, which played at Rhythm and Rye a little over a year ago, January 2017. Bill brought with him on this occasion the Grover Mitchell book. This is a book for little big band, 10-11-piece band. They were playing at Rhythm and Rye in January a year ago. Bill and Andy Omdahl will be leading a big band at Rhythm and Rye this coming Monday night, part of their jazz series. In this informal recording that we made in 2017, we'll hear Bill Ramsey's big band playing a Thelonious Monk tune arranged by Grover Mitchell, Well, You Needn't. ¶¶ That was The Three Sounds in performance over 50 years ago from a live broadcast we were producing at the Penthouse in the 60s. This from 1966, I believe it was, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, with Gene Harris at the piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Khalil Mahdi on drums. From the CD The Three Sounds, Groovin' Hard, live at the Penthouse. Bill Ramsey Big Band recorded more recently in performance at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia, playing the Monk tune Well You Needn't. This was during an evening of music drawn from the Grover Mitchell book, played by the Bill Ramsey Big Band. I'm not sure of all the soloists in that. I think it was Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Andy Omdahl on the high trumpet. Bill Ramsey and Andy Omdahl are co-leading a band at Rhythm and Rye this Monday night. Should be some great music there again. Jazz Northwest comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time, surveying the regional jazz scene here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the sound. We have some music with the Nathan Breedlove Trio coming up next. This is the new trio from the album Captain of the Light Brigade. This is a great Fats Navarro tune called Fats Flat. Nathan Breedlove on trumpet with Phil Sparks bass, Brian Kirk on drums.
Thank you. sun. Whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. I think of you day and night. Why is it so? This longing for you follows wherever I go. And in the roaring traffic's boom, the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. I think of you night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an old, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. This torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love with you night and day.
Gail Pettis singing their music from her CD, Here in the Moment. She was accompanied there by Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Mark Iveser, drums and percussion. Night and Day, Cole Porter. Nathan Breedlove, the trumpet player, with the new trio. Before that, Phil Sparks on bass, Brian Kirk on drums, and Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, in a tune called Fats Flat, written by Fats Navarro back in the height of the bop era. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene. Coming up at the end of the month, there are two jazz festivals going on in Washington State. Jazz Port Townsend, which we've talked about, and Jazz in the Valley, which takes place downtown Ellensburg, Washington. Among the artists who will be appearing, Devon Lewis, Limited Edition, George Colligan, The Happy Orchestra, Bill Anschel, Duende Libre featuring Chava Mirel, and Milo Peterson and others. Jazz in the Valley, downtown Ellensburg, July 27th through the 29th. And Jazz Port Townsend going on the same weekend with Jasmia Horn, Terrell Stafford, Dave Stryker, Jeff Hamilton, John Clayton, Gene and Marcus Baylor, Tamir Hendelman, and Donald Vega, Katie Thoreau, and Matt Wilson, and others. Jazz Northwest continues here with a tune from Bill Anschel, who will be playing at Jazz at the Valley. Here he is with Jeff Johnson on bass and Devon Lewis on drums, who will also be leading his own group. But we'll hear them playing Rodgers and Hart tune here. This is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
Thank you.
Matt Wilson's Big Happy Family. His composition titled July Hymn, played by a very sober ensemble with Terrell Stafford and Kirk Knufke, trumpet and cornet respectively, and saxes and clarinets played by Jeff Lederer, Joel Fromm, and Andrew D'Angelo. But no drums on that piece. July Hymn. Matt Wilson, who's going to be playing around the Seattle area and at Jazzport Townsend before the end of the month. The pianist Bill Anschell was heard before that, with Jeff Johnson on bass and Devon Lewis at the drums. From the album Shifting Standards, we heard the Rodgers and Hart song Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, played by Bill Anschell Trio. That trio will be playing at Jazz in the Valley at Ellensburg at the end of the month. And that's it for today. Jim Wilkie here with you. Hope you've enjoyed our music. We do have a podcast available at jazznw.org you can subscribe to, or you can stream the program at any time. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.